Chapter 32. What do you do with all that stuff? I indicated the piles of guns and debris being stacked by the nerve agents. We approached the large, chugging building that represented the town of Yelm. Nerve agents swarmed the fields, cleaning up after the recent attack. Jay Beefy waved vaguely north.
We have an ironworks outside of town. Well, we melt most of it down. Gotta be careful to get it all. After we pick it all up, we douse the ground out here again with fire, just to be sure. Can't have any bugs crawling around.
I stepped on what looked like a black squirt gun.
Spider gun. Empty. This weapon can only be fired once. Once fired, it needs to be given to a Cyclop to reload. Virus Cyclop Hive colony members at target.
You best be careful with that. That there is a spider gun. See that little cap on top right there? You screw that off, you'll be covered in biting venomous bugs before you can say barbecued ball sack. Even if it says it's empty, there's always some of them critters still in there. They get all over. If that happens, I gotta use Velma here to clean them off of you. You won't like that much.
Got it. I tossed the gun back on the ground. The bottom level of the town of Yelm was not anything like I expected. We crossed the bridge, guarded carefully by dozens of mean and angry-looking nerve agents with names such as Garbage Stan and Dank Tank. We passed through the large, metallic double doors of the factory into a large, open space with a dirt floor. The ceiling here was lower than I expected considering the height of the nerve agents, though they walked freely about, their heads in some cases brushing underneath the low roof by centimeters. The moment we entered, Jay Beefy and Harry Bill dismounted. Their millipedes burrowed into the dirt and disappeared.
There are a lot of things moving around underneath us.
Banksy looked at the ground uncertainly. Wide leather belts zipped about the ceiling in some places, driven by cogs and gears, all hanging low enough to brain me if I wasn't careful where I walked. They whizzed merrily about with unknown but determined purpose. Most of these contraptions were below chin level for the nerve agents. The maze of belts and spinning cogs made for a set of pathways on this open level. I pulled up the town map, where the shops of Kinnegad had all been scattered about in tin, can-like buildings. The shops here were all out in the open, like a shopping mall with no walls and only the occasional support column to delineate the individual stores. Shelves and tables and racks sat openly about the room.
You're welcome to visit any place on this first level, and you may visit the second level, but please don't go above that.
Jay Beefy pointed to the far corner of the room.
You'll find Crust Sock over there.
We thanked him and started walking toward the stables. I could see it from here. A large corral filled with animals, ranging from millipedes and beetles to actual horses and what looked like an oversized kangaroo. We stopped at an armorer. While he sold nothing worth our while, he was happy to purchase a handful of items that Banksy vomited on the floor, including that enchanted helmet. All the nerve agents seemed to prefer black, leathery armor, making them look like bikers and heavy metal enthusiasts. Banksy had plenty of that in his stomach. We ended up bringing in an additional 3,000 teeth. The weapons guy a few shops down gave us another 2,000. And we still had plenty in Banksy's storage. We stopped at a third shop where Clara loaded up on candy apples and popsicles. She had a spell that kept her from starving, but she hated using it. They didn't have any of the blood nuggets she needed to refill her celestial magic, but she said she still had a good handful left. For now. Another shopkeeper called as we headed toward the stables.
Yeah?
I examined the woman nerve agent's handle.
Sausage Becky. Pharmacist. Level 30.
Orville needs his vaccinations. Would you be willing to administer them for me?
Before I could respond, a quest notification appeared. I cringed, worried it would be another one of those compulsory quests. But it was not. The quest disappeared into the folder.
I don't know where Warble is.
I lied. The nerve agent Kaiju was hanging out near the rift. I'd checked before we'd entered the town.
If you agree to administer them, I will throw in a few extra series of vaccinations for some of the others who need. I'm guessing all 22 of the Guardians need boosters. I don't have enough here to go around, but I do have a total of 3 sets for you.
I looked at Clara, who didn't look too excited by the idea.
How big are they?
Sausage Becky produced a canister that looked like a 16-ounce bottle of soda from a vending machine.
Not too big. This whole series is 6 shots. The first 2 can be administered from the outside. The next 3 can be done during deep dive.
And what about the last one?
The final is a suppository.
Hell no.
We'll take them.
Great! I'll be right back.
She ran to a shelf in her open shop, picked up a wooden crate, and dropped it in front of us. It clinked like a case of beer. I nodded at Banksy, who swallowed it up.
Are these really necessary?
Oh, an unvaccinated guardian is a weak guardian. Each of the 6 doses kills and prevents further issues with one of the several guardian ailments. You can kill a parasite infection, but what's to stop it from happening again a few days later? How can we possibly hope to beat back the demon horde with weak guardians? Poor guardian management is what led to this mess in the first place.
We'll get it done. Come on, let's get to the stables. If Crustsock had been a human, I'd have guessed his age to be about 120 years old. The ancient, stooped, and gnarled nerve agent poked at a scorpion mount with an electric stick as we approached. He hurled obscenities at the black bug, who seemed nonplussed at the old ogre's jibes. The nerve agent stopped at our approach and beamed widely. He wiped his hands on his apron and opened the gate to the corral, beckoning us inside. I looked uneasily at the scorpion mount. The bug was the size of a Volkswagen. It snapped its forward claws and backed away when Banksy growled. Crustsock rubbed the side of Banksy's head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He examined my worm up and down. He peeled open one of his mouth flaps and peered inside, poking at his gums with a very brave finger.
Yes, sir, indeed. This is a fine mount you have there, Mr. Worm Surgeon. I'll give you a cool 2 million teeth for him right here and right now.
I am not for sale. My father would never sell me. Right?
He's not for sale. I need him outfitted for riding.
Very well. Do you plan on leveling him up further? What's your plans for when he has to evolve again?
I don't know what I'm going to do when he evolves, but I do want him to level up.
He'll need an expandable saddle. It'll only work for a few more levels before he evolves when he hits 25. You can give yourself the free riding skill, if it's available to you. I don't know if you ghouls can do it or not. Otherwise, you'll be out of luck. I don't carry howdahs. You'll need to go to Colossal Supplies in Medina for those. But you can't get to Medina unless you figure out how to fix our transport gazebo.
I had no idea what a howdah was, but I did know I'd have access to the free riding skill when I hit level 30. I'd been familiarizing myself with the list of skills after the near disaster inside of Moritasgus. A quest notification chimed and fell into the folder. Yet another Fix the Broken Gazebo quest. So, how much for one of these expandable saddles?
Whatever. Do you want Berwin support added in? Otherwise, you'll have to dismount when he goes to ground.
He smiled broadly, revealing several missing teeth.
That's what I specialize in.
Yes.
I reckon 7,500 teeth. Plus another 1,000 for the installation will do it for the basic model. Prices go up significantly if you want long-term burrowing support. I'd wait until he grows to his full size before you make that sort of investment.
We had just under 11,000 teeth now, so it was well within our budget. A notification blinked, warning me my charm was about to revert back down to 8. Let's do it. I quickly shook his hand.